Turn your Bible to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. I'm going to read tonight at verse 1. I want to look at the first 12 verses here. Amen. And just give God the glory for it all. Praise His holy name. So now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and appraising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sent for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" I want to preach just on a thought tonight, or just a moment, God be my help, on getting more than you ask for. Getting more than you ask. Have you ever asked God for something, praise God, and expecting Him to answer? And praise God, He come across and gave you more than you even anticipated. Even more than you was asking for, more than you'd ever expect in this life. I'm glad, praise God. God's done that for me in manifold times, amen. He's blessed me beyond my expectation. He's given unto me beyond everything that I expected from Him. But we see this been the Word of God tonight. We see the basics of our Christianity. We see the basis of our faith. In verse 1, we see the power of prayer. He said the ninth hour they was going to pray in the temple. Amen. That hour being the third hour afternoon. It was 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. I wonder how many of us will stop and take time to pray in the middle of the day. Amen. Pray that God would touch our hearts and touch somebody around us and help us be a witness in this world which we live. But we see these fellas, they was going up there at the hour of prayer at 3 p.m. I want to say, praise God, if we had set us a time to go and pray and seek God's face, if we'd do that for a week, I guarantee you it'd change your life. It would change my life, praise God, because I'd see a difference in you, praise God, that you never imagined could happen in somebody like you. But I want to say, glory be to God. There's an almighty God who cares for us and loves us. He cares for you and loves you, and He wants to help every one of us every day. Amen. He's got help for us all the time if we just look for it. Amen. To help us to be more like Him, preparing us for that blessed day that we'll be with Him where He is, in that place that He's going to prepare for you and I. Boy, I tell you what, I can't wait. Can you? I'm expecting till He comes, and I'm expecting to come any day. I said, "Lord, just preach me like you've never preached me before, because I want them to know, praise God, how much you love them. And you're going to prepare that place, praise God. And we need to be prepared to go at any minute. At short notice." Amen. Hey, if Jesus calls me out here tonight, praise God, I don't have to do no packing. Amen. Glory be God. Hey, if He comes, gets me this evening, Jacob, I don't have to do no packing, praise God. I'm already packed up. My ticket's bought. It's punched, praise God. I'm ready to go. Amen. Boy, if I couldn't say that in the assurance of my soul, glory to God, I'd fly out of there, Lord. I'd fall on an old-fashioned door and say, "Lord Jesus, save me by your marvelous grace." Amen. So that I can know that I'm ready to go. Amen. I want to be prepared. So we see prayer, but not only do we see prayer, but we see a personal witness. Amen. These fellows had a witness in their heart. They're going to pray, praise God. Somebody said, "Hey, listen, I need a little something," and they gave them Jesus. Amen. There's no greater gift that you could give to mankind than the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not have no money. You may be like me, praise God. Your pockets may be about empty. Somebody's talking about getting robbed uptown or getting robbed in some of these back streets and some places that they ended up. We was talking about last night. They ended up in some places that they really shouldn't be in, and they were getting late in the evening, and they was hoping they could get out of there before dark. Amen. I told them, I said, well, if I got caught in a place like that, I wouldn't be too concerned for me. I'd be concerned for them, because if they robbed me, they'd probably just get disappointed. Amen. But I thank God that there's a God of heaven, amen, who loves me and cares for me. And He gave me a witness in my heart. He gave me something down in my soul, praise God. I can take it, hand out. Amen. I may not have a penny in my pocket, but I can give Him out everywhere I go. He's the only gift that we have, praise God. And through our witness, we can share with people. If we don't have a dime in our pocket, we can still give them the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a treasure that you have, praise God, in you that you can pass out in a liberal fashion. And glory be to God, it never runs out. Amen. Amen. Glory. But we act like we're stingy with it. Amen. We kind of hoard it up and hold it up, praise God. Amen. But He said that we need to be witness. That's part of the gospel of Jesus Christ is prayer and more personal witness. We see the power of God manifest. We see God moving, amen. We see God doing things that we pray for and we ask for, but sometimes I think we ask amiss. We don't really believe that God do it. We ask that we might take it upon our own lust. It's because it's something that we want. Sometimes we have to be careful even when we pray for those that's sick and afflicted. Amen. Is it just because of our lust, because we want to hold on to them, or is it because we really want to see them get better? That God can receive the glory. Amen. Everybody gets sick, praise God. I'd like to see them get better if it be God's will. But the biggest thing I want to see in is God to get glory. Amen. Out of that healing. Every time He touches somebody, I say, God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. You get to give God for glory, the glory for everything He does. Your family gets the falling apart. Your home gets falling apart. And you see God putting it back together. You get giving Him glory. Praise God. He'll put her back together the way it ought to be. Amen. You get to see hardships in your life, praise God. You get to pray and ask and expecting God to move. He'll put that thing, He'll fix that up the way it ought to be. Amen. I'm talking about fixing to where it'll be controllable, praise God. He'll take charge of it. Amen. So we see God in these, when we pray, we see God in the witness, we see God in power. And in this text, we see God in praise. Amen. When we begin to pray and we begin to witness and we begin to see the power of God falling on, amen. Lord God, it don't take long to get this whole preacher stirred up, and I just begin to give God glory. Amen. I get excited in my soul. A fellow texted me last night, said, hey, somebody had been down, somebody had a hardship, somebody had been in a really dark place. And he called me, praise God. He said, they moving them to step down. Things is a looking up. I said, glory be to God, they looking up. Called God's a looking down. Amen. Praise the Lord, because He can, we can. But I'm glad we serve that kind of God. Amen. They got the praise and they got the lifted up name of Jesus in verse 8. Amen. That led to old Peter preaching in verse 12. He began to lift up the name of Jesus. He said it wasn't any power we had, but it's an almighty God who reached down and took control of the situation. Amen. He began to work in marvelous way. Praise God to the rising up and encouraging of a soul. Amen. You get down in this world, you get discouraged, praise God, just get the look into Jesus, get talking to Jesus, and things will start looking up. Amen. Praise God. That's what we see, amen, praise God. We see people getting more than they're asking for. We see this man is down there in the Bible. Now what we see here, we see this man. Now when we look at the Word of God, we look at who, what, when, where, and why. And we ask those questions, when we study our Bible, if we'll ask those questions, God will begin to reveal things to us and show, praise God, what He's writing about. And we take it line upon line, praise God, and we gotta take it all in. We can't take a verse here, a verse there. You can make it say anything you want it to say. But when we take it line upon line, praise God, God will begin to speak to our heart and He'll begin to show us. What we see here in this text that we read and you're hearing, praise God, we see a man. Amen. The Bible said he was born lame. Amen. He was lame from his mother's womb. Amen. So we see, number one, a man born lame. We see a man that was brought daily up to the temple. Amen. He was brought daily up there and sat down to beg. I'd say he had on a bed. They had given him in order that time the bed, you would be issued a beggar's garment. And he sat up there in his beggar's garment and he would ask an alms. He would ask for a handout. Now let me just say, he wasn't there to take the money out of the temple. He was there asking for an alms. Now see, there was money that was set aside for the temple. But he said that alms gift was that was beyond what they was going to put in when they got to the church house. Amen? Praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't think about that one. But boy, what a blessing it is to give. The Bible says more blessed to give than receive. Amen? And boy, how it thrills your heart to be able to help someone. And he was there and he was expecting something from them. They said that he was born lame. They had brought him to the beautiful gate of the temple. Amen. And they set him there. But I guess there's a few, maybe some of the family members took turns every day getting him up there to where he could beg a living. Amen. Can you see the picture? As they bring him up there to that beautiful gate and they set him there every day. Amen. And now he was beyond human help. He was beyond what he had, his condition. Nobody could cure him. Nobody could help him. The only thing they could do is take him up there in that beggar's garment and set him there to beg. Amen? Can you see it? Only hope he had somebody come along and throw a little something in his cup so that he could be a little bit of help back down at the house. Amen. So he could take maybe a little jingle down there, maybe a few cents, maybe a few coins, amen, so he could help pay his way. Can you see it? Amen. So we see this man. That's what he's doing. But then we see the ministry, praise God, as it begins to kick in. We see the ministry of sight that we see. How men come and how we see these situations. We look at different situations and every one of us sees them in a different reality. They say you can go down to a wreck and you can have a wreck at an intersection. You go down there and you can ask three different people that saw the wreck and you can get three different descriptions of what happened. Amen. I'm afraid we look in the world today, praise God, there's a whole lot of different directions, a whole lot of looks that we have, amen. A whole lot of different ways of looking at things in the wreck of this world. But we see God as he begins to lay it out. We see this in the Word, all through the Word of God. In John chapter 9, we see the blind man. Amen. And the Lord comes along and he spits and he makes a clay and a spittle, rubs it on his eye. And he says, go down to Siloam and wash, praise God. And he went down to wash and pray. I guess somebody come alongside him. They said, what do you need? He said, somebody help me. Amen. He said, somebody help me. They said, what do you need, son? He said, I need to get down to Siloam. Now that Siloam means to be sent. He said, why? Because that man Jesus done put this potion on my eye. And he said, go down to Siloam. Yeah, go down there to sent. Pray God, wash it off. He said, you'll be able to see. Praise God. I guess by the time he got down there to the water, got that washed off. There's a bunch of folks got to hear that, praise God. They may have been gathered around down there. They may have gathered down there at the waters, praise God. They said, hey, listen, said he said when he got down there in water, he's going to wash that. Jesus spit on the ground, made the clay of the spittle, rubbed it on his eye. Now I can see these Pharisees and scribes gathering down there. Because the Pharisees and scribes, praise God, they was keepers of the law. And if it was on Sunday, praise God, you couldn't do this kind of work. Amen. Because Jesus, by spitting on the ground, if there was a little bit of an incline, Brother Chris, that thing might begin to roll. And if that spittle begin to roll, it might plow a fur in the ground. And that's forbidden on the Lord's Day. Amen. I believe there's probably some of them seen it in their old carnal eyes. And they said, well, look what he's doing. This man ain't nothing. There ain't no God in him. Amen. But the Bible says he goes down there to the water and he washes his eyes and he come away seeing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they begin to question him. People begin to question. Curiosity. The old saying, curiosity kills the cat. Curiosity stirred up and they begin to ask him. Say, how did you receive your sight? He said, there's a man called Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. That's all he needed to say. Amen. He said, there's a man called Jesus. Amen. And here I am, praise God. I can see. Praise the Lord. And men were curious. They looked at it in different ways. They saw it in a different aspect than he did. And even the scribes and the Pharisees come to him. They said, how is it that you were blind, now you see? See, they didn't even want to believe it was him that had been blind. Amen? You say, well, preacher, how crazy could that be? I don't know, the same reason that we don't. We'll see somebody that's an old drunkard or a whoremonger or a drug addict. Amen. God will get a hold of their heart. Praise God. He'll save them by His marvelous grace. He'll bring them out of that. And we'll look down at our old ecclesiastical nose and say, well, they won't last long. Amen. But praise God, they find out 2 or 3 years, take 10 years down the road, praise God, that when they ask, how was you made to see? He said, Jesus touched me. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see that in this blind man. Curiosity. They wondered, they questioned how he see. They even called him up to ask his parents. They said, hey, ain't this your son that was born blind? He said, yeah, that's our son. He was born blind. He said, how's he see? He said, he's of an age, ask him. Amen. See, he's a grown man, praise God. You ask him how he got his sight. Praise the Lord. I like that story, praise God. They begin to ask him, and he tells them again, praise God, and then they ask him again the third time. He said, why do you want to be his disciple too? You know what happened? Praise God, that man done become a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of his sight, because of receiving sight, he was a believer. Amen. When I look around, I see Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a believer. I've seen his marvelous hand. I know what he can do. So we see that blind man, John chapter 9. Look, we look at another, and praise God, we see different look. We see contempt in Luke chapter 10. We need to see the look of contempt in John chapter 10 when we see those priests and those Levites. Remember the Good Samaritan in John chapter 10? John chapter 10, verse 15. But verse 30. Said Jesus, then he says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Bunch of robbers come along, bunch of old thieving rascals, and they beat him and took his garment, took his stuff, and left him for dead. He said, by chance there come down to put down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Amen? And then he says, and likewise a Levite, when he was in that place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. Now you notice this. This priest, amen, this type of the religion of the world, praise God, it come and it looked from afar and it seen him and he left him where he was. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, that's what we do today. We'll look on somebody, praise God, them lost, undone, them needing help, them wounded by the devil, and we'll leave them there. Amen. Because who they are, because of the condition they're in. Their condition they're in because of the sinfulness of their life. But then he said, likewise, the Levite, when he was in that place, came and looked on him, passed by on the other side. And that's Levite, praise God. He come over there and he looked down upon him, and he looked at him, saw that he was in an injurious condition. And praise God, he beat the part, went back across, and went his way. But the Bible said, but a certain Samaritan. Now these was no highest breed people that they didn't have a bit of respect for. Those that they said didn't know anything about God. He said, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Amen. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, poured in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Jesus asked the question, he said, which now of these thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Amen. And he said, he that showeth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Amen. We look at things and we see it in a different aspect. We can see it with curiosity. We can see it with contempt. Or we can see it, praise God, with compassion on the lost and the dying world. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's sin sick. But praise God, I'm glad there's a holy and a righteous God who's able to save from the guttermost to the othermost. Amen. Able to lift us up and bring us out. Amen. I'm glad God don't lift you up, hang you, dangle you out over your sin in temptation and adversity. But praise God, He lifts you up and He brings you out, praise God, and sets you free. Amen. When we trust Him, praise God. So we see that the ministry of this speaks of sight, but it don't only speak of sight, but it also speaks of speaking. Amen? He said, the Bible says in Romans 10:17, he said, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we see God is speaking, when we see these people speaking, these men speaking, praise God. The old fellow was sitting there, he was begging, praise God. He didn't have nothing, he wasn't expecting much, but he got more than he asked for, praise God, because they told him about Jesus. Amen. Through the spoken word, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. He gave him the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave him that help. Praise God. He informed him of faith. Amen. Do you know faith is what we need to serve God in this day that we live? He said, we're not running, praise God, on sight, but we're running on faith. My faith is in a holy and righteous God sitting at the right hand of the Father tonight to make intercession for you and I. Amen. It's through faith to believe that. Faith cometh by hearing, praise God, and hearing by the Word of God. It speaks to us. Volumes, amen, that reverberate around the world, praise God. And people all over the countries are hearing. That's what's tearing the left up. Amen. It's tearing them all to pieces because God's people are starting to stand up. God's people are starting to be noted. God's people coming out of the darkness again. Praise God, starting to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and His miraculous saving grace. Amen. Devil don't like it. But that's all right. We don't like the devil either. Praise God, we'll just proclaim the name of Jesus. Praise God. Listen, if you can't say nothing else, just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. If you can say that, praise the Lord, you don't need to say no more. Amen. All the world knows the name of Jesus, praise God. They may deny and reject it. They may push it away, but they know the name of a Savior. Praise God. But the Word was spoken, amen. The ministry, praise God, was a ministry of sight. It was a ministry of speaking. But not only that, it was a ministry of strength. Amen. He said, rise. They spoke to him. Peter spoke to him through, and he said, rise up. Amen. Pray. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. He said he had him rise up. Amen. He had him get up. I thought about that the other day. I was thinking, you know, how a man could rise up. He'd been crippled all his life. Been lame from his mother's womb. He had never walked before. And it takes human beings a while to get their legs under them. Now, it ain't so in the animal world. It amazes me. We have them cows over there, and they'll birth a little old calf. And that thing will come out, and that mama will go over there, and she'll begin to lick it, and she'll clean it up. And by stimulating it with her tongue, while she's cleaning it up, it's not but an hour or two at the most, praise God. That little thing, for most time, in 30 or 45 minutes, that thing will jump up on them little old wobbly legs. Amen. It'll jump up, and it'll stand, and it'll balance. In just a minute, it figures out how to do that. Amen. It's a miracle of God. And it balances, gets it back, and then it'll start taking a step or two, and it takes two or three steps, and the next thing it does, it starts looking for breakfast. Amen. Amen. You know why it does that? Because, praise God, nobody's there to tell it can't. You know why most Christians won't stand up today? Because people standing there telling them that they can't. This old flesh we live in tells us we can't. But I want to say there's a holy God of heaven tells us we can. Amen. We may get up on them little old shaky calf-like legs your first time. Amen. May step out of your comfort zone the first time, but to God be the glory. Amen. You do it a time or two, it'll get the feeling so good, you'll want to do it all the time. Amen. It'll be part of who you are, glory be God. You'll get to where you can't help it. And you'll want to just lift up the name of Jesus. You want to go for Him all the days of your life. Amen. Praise God. We see Peter and John here. They come there and he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, rise up and walk. And said he took him by the right hand. Amen. You know what I need? I think God's reaching down to some of us tonight with that right hand of power. And he said, if you'll just reach up and get a hold of it, all you got to do is raise your hand up. Praise God. He said, I'll reach down to where you are. He said, I'll get a hold of you, glory to God, and I'll raise you up as a vessel of honor unto myself. Amen. I believe that's what God's doing here. I believe some of us, praise God, we was talking about in our little meeting for Bible school, praise God, I believe it's just stepping out of our comfort zone every now and then and saying, Lord God, here I am. Amen. And boy, God just begins to do a work in us. He begins to use us, praise God. Put us in places, praise God. We may think it's a predicament at the first, but we praise God, we realize that when it's all said and done, that's just God's glory speaking through us. Amen. That we could be used for His. Lift up the name of Jesus. So they gave him the right hand of, they gave him right hand of power. Amen. That right hand of power, that right hand of fellowship. Amen. I believe that, you know why they say that some of the big mega churches now are splitting up. They're losing men. People's going every which way. Amen. They're swarming like bees. You know why? Because they said they're not getting that close fellowship of knowing each other. Amen. That's what I like about these little country backwoods churches. Praise God. I'm glad we're just country backwoods people. Amen. That's all we are. That's all I claim to be. That's all I ever want to be. Hey, praise God, I ain't nothing in this world, praise God, but I'm somebody to Jesus. But they said people are starting to hunt and seek these little backwood places, these little churches where God Almighty's real and where people extend a hand out, praise God, and they have fellowship in the Lord. They have fellowship one with another. And that's why I like it. I want to just say, I'm proud of the church last Sunday, praise God. We had that homecoming. Boy, everybody just jumped in, done their part. And they was a wonderful spirit. They was a wonderful fellowship. Praise God. I gave God the glory all week. I mean, it was just good. Amen. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Praise God. I did. I had me a time. I said, glory to God. It was just good. Everybody just fell in. Everybody conversated together, converged together, and just had a time in the Lord. A good time of fellowship. Amen. That's what God says we need. He said we need that fellowship. So we see this ministry, God's inside, and it's in speaking, and it's in strength. And that strength comes from the Lord. But we also see the miracle that's performed here. The miracle that we see take place. And the miracle was on the authority of a name. Amen. There's only one name. Only one name in this world. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. He tells us in Acts chapter 4, he said, verse 12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. If we're going to have any help today, we're going to get it from the Lord Jesus. There won't be no other help in this side of heaven, praise God, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. They can call on Muhammad, they can call on Buddha, they can call on this one and that one and the other. Praise God, they can call on the president and whoever else they'll call on, but there's no help outside of Lord Jesus Christ. That precious name that was given, amen, that we can claim for our own. Only the name of salvation. The only name of salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Only way a man can be saved. There's so many people today in the world saying there's so many ways to get in. Are they just so many ways? You just have to find your path. I want to say you find your path, you'll be lost forever. I want to say there's only one path and it leads the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes by it through it. He comes through it and by it to you. Praise God. And when you get saved, you follow His path. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And without Him, we have no hope. But praise God, we see it in the name. Amen. We see it and the authority comes to the need. Amen. Every need was met in this fellow's life. It was met completely. Amen. He went there just to beg for that would get him through today. And God lifted him up, praise God, and gave him a future. Amen. What is it they say about fish and say you can give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day? But said you can teach a man to fish and he'll eat every day. Amen. He can eat the rest of his life. Amen. What they did that day, they never offered him something for now. They offered him something for today and tomorrow and for eternity. Amen. So we see the authority, that power in the miracle that we've seen in this dear brother. Amen. We've seen the miracle in authority. We've seen the miracle in action. Verse 8 says we see a regeneration. A regeneration takes part. That was dead was made alive. His legs, the lower part was useless. But praise God, God come along and He touched him. Amen. And he stood up, the Bible says in verse 8. Amen. Tried them legs out. God just give him. Amen. Never had to take months and months of therapy, praise God. Paul, he said, Peter reached down with his right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Those that had never been used before were being used right now. That quick fashion in a hurry. Amen. Just the God, the action that takes place, the regeneration, he stood. Not only did he stand, praise God, but he walked. I want to say, praise God, when God regenerates us, amen, we can take a stand for Lord Jesus Christ. We can walk in newness of life, praise God, because He is our life. Amen. That action that takes place, it's complete action, man. In the Lord Jesus Christ, He stood, He walked. And then the Bible says He entered into the church. Amen. A place that was forbidden before. You know, you couldn't go in the temple that you was lame or halt or blind or any of those things. You weren't allowed. It was nothing that was, nothing defiled was allowed in the house of God. Amen. He had never been able to go in. He had to sit on outside looking in, watching them as they went in, worship Lord, went in, come out smiling and rejoicing, praising God. Amen. But this day He stood up and He walked down to the house of God and He walked in the doors, praise God. He was regenerated in Christ Jesus and He went in praising the Lord. Amen. We ever get regenerated, born again, praise God, with God all over us. Amen. We'll come in the house of God praising the Lord. Regenerated, praise God. He walked, He stood, He entered, praise God, and He rejoiced. I say He rejoiced in the Lord. He was praising God in the temple. Amen. He was beside Himself. Amen. They couldn't believe it. And He leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. He knew who to give glory to. Amen. He didn't say, "Thank you, Peter. Thank you, John." But boy, He loved their necks when He got in there. Amen. Why? Because they were brothers and sisters in Christ, or brothers in Christ. And those other folks were brothers and sisters in Christ, and they were praising God together. He was in there rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. So we see what happens. The actions. He stood, He walked, He went in, and He rejoiced. That's what we ought to be doing in the house of God. We get up because God brought us up. Praise God. We walk in and we rejoice in the house of God because what He's done for us. You say, what did He do for you? He saved you by His marvelous grace. If God saved you, you've got something to rejoice about. Every time we give an opportunity or show your hand and say, "Thank God for saving me." Amen. You may not have a whole bunch of work. You may not be of lengthy speech. Amen. But praise God, every one of us can throw a hand in there and say, "You may." Even if you don't say nothing, just throw your hand in there and wave it to Jesus. Amen. Say, "Thank you, Lord," rejoicing. You saved my soul. I could be in hell. I was talking to a fellow the other day. I said, I could be in hell right now. I deserved it. But praise God, Jesus come to where I was and He saved me by His marvelous grace. And I don't even think about hell no more, praise God, except it being an awful, awful place where I don't want nobody to go. Because I'm rejoicing, praise God, in where I'm going to go. I'm going to go be with my Savior in just a little bit. Amen. So in this miracle, we see the authority, we see the action, but also we see the amazement. They were amazed at what was taking place here. They had never, as the Bible says in many places, they never seen it on this fashion before. Amen. They had never seen a blind man that's blind from birth, amen, that received His sight. They had never seen a man that was lame from the womb, praise God, that would get up and walk. They had never seen it before. But they had never met the great physician. The great physician come to where they was and he reached down, prayed God, that great big mighty hand of healing, and he touched this dear brother. Amen. They see that the amazement over this man that was pardoned. Amen. That pardon, that had held him down, that bound him up. Praise God. He had been set free from that bondage. Amen. He had been turned loose. Praise God. The Bible says in verse 10, all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement. Could you imagine them? Amen. They sitting there and this fellow, all of a sudden his fellow comes walking in, Lord God, and all of a sudden he just starts jumping and shouting and praising God and giving God all kinds of glory. Probably the kind of glory they hadn't seen at the house of God for a while. The kind of glory that scares folks to death. Amen. We went out there where the elk are that time, and we rode bikes and stuff, went around through there, and we went to some of them old churches, and I got there in that one church, and boy, they was just a sweet spirit there. They some folks sung a song or two there, and boy, the Holy Ghost of God just fell, and I just began to preach and just magnify the precious Lamb of God, and they was them little old young'uns, amen, was gathered around there, and they was just sitting there in amazement. Amen. I mean, they were just amazed at the preaching of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, in that old church. But they was an old gal, I think Susie or somebody had seen them. They was outside, and when they, that old lady, that old sourpuss, she come over, she said, they oughtn't to be doing that. Said, he's scaring these little young'uns. Amen. Them little young'uns wasn't afraid of nothing, praise God. They was anxious to hear the word of God. It was old granny woman that was scared. Amen. She didn't like the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. She didn't like the preaching. She was amazed. They was something, praise God, that touched her old hard heart. Amen. What you ought to have done, just fell down and say, Lord God, forgive me an old sinner. Well, wouldn't it have been good to got saved in one of them old churches, praise God, just like they did in the old days. Amen. I tell you what, I'm so fed up with this new way where they say, well, you got to write them in, you got to call them in. Praise God, you got to get them in this way and that way. Praise God, if the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God can't birth them into the family of God, they won't be no birthing. Amen. I still believe the Holy Ghost of God will speak to hearts. I believe He'll touch them, praise God, help them realize they're an old sinner needing of a Savior. And they'll come to Lord Jesus Christ and be born again. Amen. They were amazed at what was happening. Amen. When this guy come in. Pardon, praise God, jumping and rejoicing. Amen. Why was he doing that? Over that power that was manifest in him. They were amazed at the power that had been given him. He that was so weak and he had to be carried everywhere. All of a sudden, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, praise God, he was jumping up and leaping and running and praising God. Amen. When I was lost in sin, I didn't have nothing to praise God for. Well, I did, I just didn't know it. Amen. I should have been praising Him for every day, because I was still breathing. Still above the sod. Amen. But praise God, after He saved me, I realized I've got a whole lot to praise Him for. Amen. He came to where I was, He saved me from my sinfulness. Amen. He gave me a path. He gave me direction. He gave me help. And He gave me hope. But they were amazed. They were amazed at this. Because this old fellow, he was sitting there. He was asking. He was begging an alms. Said, if you got a little extra, could you put it in my cup? And praise God, Peter pulled up there with John. He said, such as I have. Amen. Glory be to God. He didn't realize he could trade his begging coat for a crown. Glory to God. Come out of there shouting and praising and giving God glory to the amazement of the people. He got more than he was asking for. Amen. When I got saved, when you got saved, didn't you get more than you was asking for? Amen. Amen. Glory be God. Brother Bill, I got saved. I just didn't want to go to hell. I prayed. I said, oh God, please save me. I'm an old sinner. Save me. Keep me out of hell. Amen. Guess what? He saved me. So I've been made fireproof. Amen. Hell will never be my home. Praise God. I'm captured in the shadow of a holy God. Hell can't get to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I never expected all that. But praise God, He gave me that and grace and mercy too. He gave me help. He gave me hope. He gave me confidence. He gave me assurance. Amen. He gave me joy down in my soul. Amen. One day, praise God, listen, we're all getting older quick. Amen. You might as well say amen or oh me. We're all getting older quick. Life is like, it's like a vapor, man, and it's going. And we're all getting older. One day, praise God, the Lord tarries, we're going to all go by way of the grave. Amen. If He don't come and snatch us out in the rapture, we're going to go by the grave. But that's all right too, praise God. And when God's ready for me, I'm ready for Him. Amen. He's got a place that's prepared that's a whole lot better than it. I'm just a passing through here. I'm a looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Praise God, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be, I'm going looking for a body. It's going to be glorified like unto the Lord. I'm looking for a place of peace, hope, happiness throughout all eternity. Amen. That old fella, he got that day. He was looking for a handout and he got a hand up. He got a whole lot more than he expected when he reached up and took that hand of Peter's. He said, such as I have, give unto ye. And see what the Bible said, that he reached up, he reached down, that old beggar reached up, that old crippled man reached up, got a hold of his hand, and Peter brought him up and he brought him out. Amen. Glory be to God. I can just imagine that old fellow today. I bet he's a shouting glory around the throne of grace today. Amen. They say, well, somebody said, he probably died and went to heaven. Somebody said, ain't that old crippled man? Amen. Said, yeah, that was him. For praise God, he ain't crippled no more. He just keeps a running laps. Amen. Now you can, you don't ever get tired up there. You don't get weary. You don't get wore out. There's no darkness. There's no night. Praise God, it's just an endless day of rejoicing in the presence of God. Amen. When you got saved, let me tell you what you got. You got a whole lot more than you expected. Amen. When you got born again into the family of God, you got more than you ever expected.
Praise God. That old boy got more than he ever expected, more than he could attain to. That's what we've got in the Lord Jesus Christ, more than we even know about. Our mind can't comprehend all that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord today, what He's given us. Amen.